In 3, we're ready to start. 2,
cleared for takeoff.
1,
testing.
Catch up now for real.
20 go.
Spin 103.
Eight.
Woo! Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
1, 2, 3.
Can I just say, this morning's show was very racy, Mr. O'Toole.
Look, there's a lot of good energy in this morning's show, a lot of fun, smiles, and you try to frame me. You try to say I'm talking dirty, and you just completely misunderstood.
There's a lot of weird undertones in your story,
Graham. Misunderstood my trip to the physio.
You got tied to a bed.
Yes, and there was Johnson's baby oil in his office as well.
Good Lord.
But it was a physio, all right?
Yeah, but then you were speaking about shifting someone watching the film Kinky Boots. Like, what's going on over there? Are you okay?
I'm just trying to share experiences in my life for the entertainment of others.
You've got to be careful. You can't say everything on the radio.
Especially these days. You've got to be so careful these
you
days.
You don't offend anyone.
That is to come in this morning's podcast also. Patrick Bergen.
Where is it going with Patrick Bergen?
And what are we going to do when this story finally finishes up? We'll have nothing else to talk about. Enjoy the podcast. And if you can help us out with the request we're doing, you'll hear at the end of the podcast.
Will we throw out the request if
yeah,
you're
looking
a limo
for,
driver?
We're looking for a limo, yeah, really quickly. If you have a limo, let us know. 0877 11 1038. But only
producer Callum.
It's this very time sensitive, this, because if you listen to this next month, then it's over.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're getting in touch with a limo and you're listening in December, it'd be nice because it's my birthday then.
Yeah,
We don't really need it.
Must be the 1st to 2nd of May.
Well, you could use a limo for every occasion.
Ah, yeah. If you've got a limo and you listen to this anytime at all, it could be in 10 years' time, let us know. Thanks very much.
You don't know where we'll be.
You never know. You always need a limo.
You'll probably still be in that physio's office in 10 years' time, tied to that bed.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Brand new month, Graham. 1st of May. I did a little bit of research. According to some very old superstitions, you should not buy a broom, wash blankets, or get married in May.
You don't wash your blankets that often anyway, so you're good.
I don't do that.
You're all good.
But if you're listening to this and you want to marry a broom, don't do it in May. Believe me.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now, yesterday, I bit the bullet and I've been avoiding this for the last few weeks, but I went to the physio.
You needed to go. You've been walking around the office like Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne, it's John Wayne. I've had a sore quad for the last 2 weeks and I've been trying to go back to football and I'm still just a little bit tender and I was like, I really don't want to pay the money for physio because it's not a serious injury. But yesterday I said, let's just get it out of the way. And you know when you go, like you book a dentist and you got a toothache and you go to the dentist and the toothache is there no more. This is what happened to me yesterday. I was lying on the physio's bed and he was stretching my leg. Is this sore? Like, nope. Then changes me. Is this sore? Like, nope. Okay. Is this sore? I was like, I can feel something.
And what's he doing? Just bending
just
the leg?
Just bending the leg and pushing the leg and pushing the quad. And I was like, no, not really. And then he goes, right, let's do some stretches. And I was like, okay, let's do some
stretches. Yeah, this is a bit fun.
Right, so he got the band out. He tied around the leg of the bed. And then I stretched out my leg. And the physio bed. Why is everyone looking at me?
I'm just saying,
I'm not
what's
in his bedroom.
I'm saying, are you sure this is a physio? What is going on here?
The physio bed table thing.
Yeah, it's not called a bed.
What's
it's called a chair.
It's not. Okay. It's a table. It's where you lie down.
Okay.
You don't lie down in a chair. Anyway, that's beyond the point. So there I am. I'm stretching out the leg. And
so are you on a big old table, like made out of wood?
Like in the doctor's surgery.
I'm just saying we want...
There's a bed in the doctor's surgery.
So there's a mattress on a table.
No, it's the orthopedic. I don't know. It's
like a chair that you have in a dentist's office.
No, it's the one that lies flat.
So that, but just flat.
Have you ever been to a doctor's before? God's sake, it's like the bed you lie down.
I think I'm scurvy.
So anyway, I was doing the stretches and I was like, is that sore? And I go, no, it's not sore. And they looked at me like, there's nothing wrong with this chap at all. He gave me sprinting to do and he goes, right, you're going to do this week, then you're going to come back to me next week and then we're going to do some, I'm going to tell you to do some heavy weights. And he goes, I'll book you in for next week. I saw a bit of a loophole in the system.
Oh yeah?
I'm not sore right now. He's already given me my exercises and he's already told me what he's going to tell me to do next week. I don't have to go back next week.
Oh, yeah, but you don't have that bed table yoke. So you need to go back and use that.
But he said, next week I'm going to tell you to go heavy weights and to go back sprinting even more. I'm like, what's the point of me coming back next week and paying another 60?
How much? 60 I was going to ask. 60 quid.
60 beans.
60 quid in
cash. I'll tell you, it pained me putting the card in the machine. Oh. Seeing 60 come up there and another one going out next week. But I've found a loophole. Get them to tell you what they're going to do next week and then don't bother going. It's brilliant. Oh, there's the loophole, baby.
We got a message in. The physio bed is called a plinth.
Oh.
So I've looked up plinth and all I'm getting is some sort of sculpture that you'd find in the Colosseum.
No, you didn't look up physio plinth. There's a difference.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We're motivated by money. You look at successful sitcoms, That 70s Show, Friends, How I Met Your Mother. They're all very similar when you break it down. They just have a laughing track in the background.
So our sitcom is called At Home with Graham and Nathan. We've been doing it for the last couple of weeks. We've had celebrity guests such as Gavin James and Anne-Marie on. You're friends with Anne-Marie on the show.
Yeah, who would have thought it?
And we broke Gavin James's window with the football. But what happened this week in At Home with Graham and Nathan?
Oh, I'm a fool. I'm a fool.
Hey, Nathan.
Oh, hey, Graham. Such an awful day.
Oh, what happened now?
I drove into this guy's moped and completely destroyed it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's currently upstairs in the bathroom. He's demanding I pay him the money.
I think I clogged your toilet.
Multi-award winning American rapper, singer and songwriter who has brought us hits such as Thrift Shop and Downtown, Macklemore?
You must be Nathan's father.
No, I'm the same age as him, I just have grey hair.
Give me my 10 grand.
I'm sorry, Macklemore, we just don't have that sort of money. We work in radio, for goodness sake.
Hey, guys.
Oh, great. It's our boss, Callum.
Just dropping back your framed picture of Bertie Ahern.
That is a lovely picture.
How about we give you that instead of the 10 grand?
Oh, don't be an idiot, Nathan. He's hardly going to want...
Deal.
Oh.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm certainly feeling glorious, glorious. Oh, God's mass is start again.
Okay. Please stop singing, Callum, and go back to England, for goodness sake.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Look, you love it. I love it. A nice, honest game of gotta get it wrong.
Do you want an honest game?
Yes, no lies, please.
Well, let's see. Will Mark give us an honest game? Hello, Mark.
How are you?
Not too bad.
All right, Marky baby.
Sorry.
Mark, what's the plan for the day? You sound like a fun chap.
Just on the way into work.
Oh, what line of work are we in?
Construction company, so.
And where's the project this morning?
It's in UCD.
Okay, very nice. Just down the road from myself. Mark, yeah. You're on to play. Gotta get it wrong. Your score to beat is 12. Nikki's on top of the leaderboard. How are you feeling? Do you think you can beat it?
Feeling good, yeah. Feeling confident, yeah.
Loving the confidence. Just great charisma on the other line.
We're going to put 1 minute on the clock, and all you got to do, Mark, is get as many questions wrong as possible.
Yeah.
There's no repetition. Answer must be in relation to the question. You only got a couple of seconds before the buzzer comes in. Are you ready to go?
I like you, Mark.
Let's go.
Finish the TV show Sabrina the Teenage
Dog.
Finish the TV show Dennis the
Hedgehog.
Sing a Jason Derulo song. Sing a Michael Jackson song.
Jason Derulo.
What band is Mick Jagger in?
Boyzone.
What age is Mick Jagger?
94.
What's 76 minus 8?
100.
14 plus 17 is 20. True or false?
False.
What rhymes with stink bomb?
Bomb.
How do you spell Narnia?
M-O-N.
What is Jude Law's job?
Chef.
What sport does Katie Taylor play?
Soccer.
Who do I do the show with?
Paul.
What's my name?
Derek.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Parrot.
What noise does a crow make?
Wolf.
What noise does a peacock make?
Meow.
What noise does a trout make?
Wolf.
What day is it tomorrow?
Thursday.
Oh, we went through a lot of questions this morning.
Oh, Mick Jagger, is he 94? He could be, because by God, he's an old man.
We don't know. There is a big leathery face.
It's hard to tell with Mick Jagger, but he's actually 74, so 20 years out.
Well done, you got that correct then. Just counting up the scores.
How do you think you did?
I think I did better than yesterday anyway, so.
You're a perfectionist. And I respect that, Mark.
Thank you.
Very polite, Mark.
You had to beat Nikki, who got 12.
Yeah.
I can tell you. You came on and you got 17.
Yes.
Oh, that is a solid
score. Holy moly. You go top of the leaderboard on a Tuesday. 17 has won in many other weeks. So you are in a very good position to win that €100 at the end of the week. Best of luck, Mark. And you could be winning that €100. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you, Mark. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We said that we got some exciting news. It involves a private cinema and an Irish actor with the initials PB. Someone messaged the show. If it's Pierce Brosnan and Mamma Mia, I'd love some movie tickets for me and my daughter.
No.
Pierce Brosnan.
Who? Sorry, a little actor like Pierce.
Have you just joined the show this morning? We are talking about Patrick Bergen.
Of course, the main man who was in the Julia Roberts 1991 classic, Sleeping with the Enemy.
I'd like to lead with the Patrick Bergen classic, not the Julia Roberts classic.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. We were chatting about the movie last week. People were telling us it's such a great movie. Neither Nathan nor I have seen the full movie. So we decided we want to try and find Patrick Bergen. We've had many, many leads. We would love to watch the movie with Patrick. We haven't nailed down Patrick just yet. However, what we've decided to do, because of the wave of interest that was on yesterday's show, we have a private cinema booked for tomorrow evening. Nathan and I are going to watch Sleeping with the Enemy for the very first time, and we want you there.
We have 10 pairs of tickets to give away. Yesterday, this was just a dream. We didn't think it was going to happen. We tested out the waters, but the level of interest from you, it blew our minds.
So I'd like to say, we are going to be in Brooks Hotel Private Cinema on Jury Street in the Dublin City Centre. We're going to be in there. They have a 26-seater private cinema. We've got 10 pairs to give away because we need seats for ourselves.
Yeah.
So what? If you want to come, if you want to join us tomorrow night, there's a couple of things you got to do. You must be over 18. And tell us why you want to join us. Send us a WhatsApp voice recording, no longer than 10 seconds, to 087-711-1038. Tell us why you want to go. There is another clause, though, because at Brooks Private Cinema, you need to bring your own DVD.
Myself and Graham, we do not have a DVD of Sleeping with the Enemy.
If you have a DVD of Sleeping with the Enemy at home, you get to automatically be the first person on the screening list. You get to come. All you need is the DVD.
Please, someone has to have the DVD.
Now, I'm bringing producer Callum on because, Callum,
yes,
we are in talks with Patrick's agent.
Mm-hmm.
We are trying to get him to come to the screening because it would be just a beautiful end to the story if Patrick got to watch Sleep with the Enemy with Nathan and I. Where are we at?
I'm busy finalising details. I's have got to be dotted. T's have got to be crossed. We're getting somewhere, but I can't hold my hands up and say
tomorrow.
I'm
going to
work. Going to work through the day, even if I don't sleep. I'm going to bring him.
We just got a message in. Graham, the Liverpool match tomorrow. I know this is more important than the Liverpool match. I am saying that a private screening of Sleeping with the Enemy is more important than Liverpool Champions League semi-final.
I have to say, big thank you to you. Clearly, you are showing your love for Patrick Bergen. If Patrick is listening right now, Graham is the biggest Liverpool fan and he is willing to give up watching the second leg against Roma in the Champions League semi-final to watch Sleeping with the Enemy.
So if you want to join us tomorrow night, all you got to do is send us a 10-second WhatsApp voice recording as to why you want to go. So let's have a little listen to some of the WhatsApp messages. If you get played, it doesn't mean you're going.
Yeah.
We're just having a listen live on the radio. Let's just one them here.
I think that you should pick me because Sleeping with the Enemy is one of mine and my mom's favourite films. My mom is a huge Patrick Bergen fan.
Okay.
That's nice.
One of the favourite films, big Patrick Bergen fan.
There's a bit of passion there.
Let's see what this one is.
Hi, we need to have a pair of tickets, Liz and Pam, to go to an amazing screen with two amazing guys. We should just have loads of fun. Bye.
Sorry, three amazing guys potentially if Patrick Bergen's going
to
be there.
Yeah, we have to believe Patrick's going to be there.
And I've been told by producer Cam to play some sad music for the next one, okay?
Oh, what's happening?
Here we go. This is the next one.
Hi, guys. We'd love to go tomorrow night to the private screening of Sleeping With The Enemy. I'd like to take my mom, as we both have really busy lives and we don't get any time together, but we're both free tomorrow night, and this would be the perfect thing to do because we both love the movie and are big fans of Julia Roberts. Please!
Yay! Woo! You know we are suckers for a sob story.
We do love a sob story, but on the line we have someone with some good news, don't you?
I do.
Lauren, we are having a private screening of Sleeping With The Enemy tomorrow night in Brooks Hotel private cinema. They allow you to bring your own DVD and let you watch what you want. We do not have the DVD. Do you have good news for us?
I do. I have the DVD.
Yes! Come on! Yes! Secondly, Lauren, are you available to come in tomorrow night to Dublin City Centre in the evening time with the DVD?
I am indeed.
Are you sure? Because the whole night relies on you. If you don't come in and you just decide I'm not bothered, we'll be sitting there, hopefully with Patrick Bergen in tow, watching a blank screen.
We can act it out, I suppose. Worse comes to worse.
We do have one of the actors.
I'll be Julia Roberts. I'll learn all her lines tonight. Lauren, is the DVD in good condition?
It is. It's quite new. It's in a Julia Roberts box set because I'm quite the fan. Although I think I prefer Patrick Bergen.
Yes.
So you are a fan. We are allowing you to bring a plus one, Lauren. Do you have someone you want to bring?
I do.
Okay, do you want to give them a shout out?
My boyfriend Liam, because we're your biggest fans.
Oh. Could you imagine if Liam proposes to Lauren at Sleeping With The Enemy?
Oh my God.
And Patrick Bergen, we don't even know, he's a priest and he can actually set up the ceremony.
He's an actor, he can pretend to be a priest.
Oh, I was hoping that Patrick Bergen would propose, actually.
Okay. Lauren.
Yeah.
You're in. You're coming with us tomorrow. Lauren and her boyfriend are the first two people on the guest list. Lauren, will you check and double check that DVD works tonight, please?
Yeah, I will.
And Lauren, is there a bonus disc with the DVD, like interviews afterwards with Julia Roberts and Patrick Bergen?
Yeah, there's like special features.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a long evening.
Lauren, we're putting you down. We'll be in contact with you after the show, giving you all the details.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
Lauren.
Good. Bye-bye. We have a message in from Nikki.
Graham, you've actually lost your mind if you're going to sacrifice watching the Liverpool game tomorrow night to go to see a movie that you can watch anytime. And I do like Patrick Bergen and I do like that movie, but not if you paid me €1 million would I miss the game tomorrow night. Come on.
Now, Graham, you pinky promised me that you will show up on the night.
I can't watch it anytime though.
No. Look at yourself. This has been such an epic journey. You might actually get to meet Patrick Bergen.
I'm only messing Patrick Bergen his life. Yeah. We're going to see Patrick Bergen. I'm sorry to all the Liverpool fans out there. I know I'm letting you down, but like, you only have one chance to watch Patrick Bergen. Liverpool are going to win the Champions League many more times. It's going to be completely fine. Don't worry.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Diddly, 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 ding, dong. It's a lot of money.
Let's go to the phone lines and see who we're playing with. Hello, Sarah.
Oh, hello. How's
things? Hello.
Sarah, where are we calling you from this morning?
From very near Drimna, actually.
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is gorgeous news.
Sarah, you excited? We have a screening tomorrow. There's a slim chance that Patrick might be there, but look, we're doing our best behind the scenes. Are you excited about the screening?
So excited. I actually watched the movie on Saturday with my boyfriend.
Was it because of the chat?
Of course it was.
Oh, this is sensational. And was it your first time seeing the film?
Oh, no. I've seen it many times before.
Is it epic?
So good. You'll love it.
I can't wait because we're watching it for the very first time tomorrow night in Brooks Hotel. But we're playing birthday bingo now. This morning's month is October. What date in October is your birthday?
The 29th.
Oh, that's a great date.
If 29 comes out, you will be winning €1,000. Let's go over to Nate.
It's a lot of money, Sarah. What would you spend it on?
Well, I'm going to Barcelona next weekend, so on that.
Halipa, Halipa. Well, I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one is the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Which one do you want to use this morning?
I'll go with the China one. Doesn't get used that much.
Gonna go. We went China yesterday. Yeah. We're going China again. Best of luck, 29.
Oh, nice.
It's very nice this morning.
It's, yeah, it
sounds like a miniature lawnmower for a country shrew. Okay, we have a date.
Come on. Wait, number 29, isn't it, Sarah?
Yeah, 29.
Looking for 29. I can tell you, Sarah, you're not going to believe me. This morning's date is unlucky number 13. Sorry. Lucky 13.
Sarah, you don't win the jackpot, but what 13 gets you is a pair of tickets to go to see MK at the 3 Arena on the 5th of May.
Oh, brilliant.
But Sarah, we're going to give you the choice this morning. You can keep the tickets to MK, or you can trade them for the hottest tickets in town. You can join us at the private screening in the Brooks Hotel tomorrow night.
My golly.
If you are free and want to come, with a 10% chance of Patrick Bergen being there.
What are we thinking, Sarah?
Oh, God.
It's up to you.
It's up to you. We're not forcing you.
Don't feel any pressure.
Follow your heart.
And the thing is, I have plans to watch the Liverpool match.
Don't say that to me, Sarah. Don't remind me.
So you're going to choose the Liverpool match instead of...
I think I have to. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Can you text me the score? Look, Sarah, that's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it. You win tickets to MK and you get to watch the Liverpool match tomorrow.
She's a true Liverpool fan, Graham.
I like it. Sarah, thanks for playing Birdie Bingo. Bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Bye.
See you, Sarah, bye.
And the thing is, I completely understand. And she knew what we were doing. She knew where that was going straight away. Sarah, good choice. Don't worry about it at all.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Undercovers with Nathan.
Right. We're going to cinemas. First of all, can I ask you a quick question? Have you ever shifted someone in the cinema?
Yes.
Were you in the back seat?
No. Mid-back.
Really?
Yeah.
Very daring of you. Did you want to be caught?
No, it was a really bad film.
What was the film?
I actually remember it.
What was it?
Oh, does anyone remember?
I feel like you did it 3 weeks ago.
No, the title, it seems smutty, but it isn't.
All right.
Anyone remember Kinky Boots?
No, I do not.
Callum, it's a very British film.
It is. Oh, God, I just my headphones.
Who's in Kinky Boots?
I can't remember, but they made it into like a Broadway musical and everything. Yeah. So it's popular.
It's about a town who's they made leather men's shoes and they went out of business. But then instead they decided to make women's fashionable shoes.
I can't.
Oh, this is years ago.
Did you always know that you wanted a shifter in the cinema, or did it just happen?
I was a first date, like, okay, you were young.
Concentrate on the story.
I actually prefer my story.
Can we just play the music? Right. Families were forced to flee an Australian cinema. They were all...
Struth!
Come on, concentrate, would you? I'm trying my best over here. It's very difficult when you're just shouting out random words. They wanted to see Peter Rabbit. Do you know James Corden is doing the voice of Peter Rabbit? Yeah. It's a nice film. There was a lot of kids in the cinema. A trailer came on beforehand. An absolutely terrifying horror film called Hereditary. Now, I wanted to play a clip of Hereditary, but it's actually too scary. Really freaked me out.
Well, your history of playing clips is very bad. Because you pick the worst quality ones.
I try my
ones.
Best.
You pick such bad ones. Every day I have to turn it down.
I try my best.
Too long.
I hate when you cut it down. But you always say too long. How many seconds should I be using? 10 seconds. Yeah. How can it be 10 seconds? I will say in the trailer, a kid cuts the head of a dead pigeon. Like, this is how bad we're speaking.
Wow.
Here. Okay, so families started to evacuate the cinema. They were so scared. They were screaming at the projectionist up, like, turn it off! Turn it off! Kids were crying.
He's only a teenager as well. He doesn't care.
Absolutely terrible. And this isn't the first time something like this has happened. In 2012, The Devil Inside and Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance came on, and there was loads of kids wanting to watch Puss in Boots.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and then another art house drama with Shia LaBeouf. Very racy content. I can't say the name of the film. It appeared before Frozen. So while we're playing these kind of Pink Panther music in the background, yeah. Detective music, why do you think these things are happening? Is it a prank?
I don't know. I just think it's a complete mistake. It's kind of like, you know when you go to Dundrum Cinema and they start giving you the trailers?
Cinemas are
available. But they give you these trailers for the opera and things that are happening in a few weeks. No one's ever going to go to them. Does anyone go to those film screenings in Dundrum off the opera?
Other cinemas are available,
but let us know. Because they're nearly as horrifying as a horror movie.
And I suppose just to wrap this up, Kinky Boots.
Oh, 5 stars.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
All right, so look, this is more of a request, a plea.
What's going on?
Okay, so Nathan, you know how we're not allowed to talk about the event we're holding tomorrow in regards to Patrick Bergen and Sleep with the Enemy because producer Callum told us to stop talking about it because we talked about it too much this morning.
Yeah, we have dedicated a full hour speaking about Patrick Bergen.
So we're not allowed to talk about that event anymore, okay? So stop talking about it. Okay? But look, if we were to say, I don't know, if anyone knew anyone with a connection to a limousine company and that they'd have a spare limo tomorrow night, could they get in contact with the show?
We're not talking about the event.
We're not allowed to talk about the event that much.
But it's tomorrow evening, we'd be looking for a limo.
I have a mate who has an event tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's related to this Patrick Bergen thing. Is there any chance someone would know anybody in a limousine company and we could work out a deal?
Yeah, well, what's the budget?
Budgets are overrated. You know, you can talk to me and we'll sort out a good deal.
Will you be putting the hand in the wallet?
I'll be putting my hand somewhere, but I'll be sorting out a good deal. Don't be worrying about it, okay? So I suppose what we're looking for is, do you know anybody with the limousine company or have a connection to anyone with the limousine company? We're looking for leads and we only have 24 hours to sort this out. We know this is last minute. Things happen very quickly. Nothing got to do with an event we're having tomorrow night, Brooks Hotel.
All right, sorry.
Thanks very much for the cinema as well, guys.
I've just joined the show.
Hi.
Just one quick question. One more time. Just what are you throwing out there? I'm driving in my car. What do you want me to answer?
Do you have a connection to someone who has a fleet of limousines?
Well, what if I'm driving a limo right now?
Oh, pull over, because you can't do while driving.
Pulling over.
It's against the
I'm
law.
I'm indicating.
Turn off the engine, because even if the keys are in the ignition, that's against the law
as
well.
Yeah, it's off. What's up?
Safely. Just let us know on 087-711-1038, because I hear it's needed for the biggest event of the year. 087-711-1038. You might know somebody in limousine. Let me know. Graham will look after it, because we're not allowed to talk about an event we're holding tomorrow.
So this is pretty urgent. We need it for tomorrow.
And this is the beautiful thing. You helped us find Patrick Bergen, who we're not allowed to talk about anymore. Can you help us find a limo?
All right.
All right.
What's going on here?
Oh, I got so excited. I just got an email from Lauren, the receptionist in the building, just to us. A guy called John just called. The subject line of the email was limo.
Yeah, we're looking for a limo tomorrow evening. For a special event.
Can't talk about it anymore. We're not allowed.
Ah, we can.
thanks, Callum.
A guy called John has just called saying he's got a Ford Transit van that you can have if we want it. We asked for a limo, John, not a van.
Oh, God.
What are we thinking? No dice at the moment?
Well, I suppose, John...
It's the best offer we have.
Stay by your phone,
it's
John.
It's the only offer we have right now. So, John, you're in the lead to bring us to the screening tomorrow. Not that that's for the screening, because we're not allowed to talk about it. But if you do have a connection to a limousine company... The people who are looking for this, it's us, would like to arrive to a certain event in style.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Forbidden Fruit, which is happening on the June bank holiday weekend at the Royal Hospital Kilmainham. We have Sunday passes to give away this morning. Got the likes of Vince Staples, Earl Sweatshirt, George Fitzgerald, Floating Points, all playing.
I love the names.
Some good names. Nathan gave you a phrase, but all you have to do is give us the phrase when you answer the phone.
Yeah, no hello, no new phone, who dis? You must answer the phone with the phrase I gave you a few minutes ago.
It has to be the exact phrase. Nathan, you're a little bit difficult this morning.
Yeah, it's a long phrase.
Let's see, does this person have the phrase and thus win the tickets?
I have big biceps and I
Oh, no.
No.
No, Jenny, that's not right.
That's wrong.
Oh, that was so close, but it's not the right phrase.
What?
I can't tell you because we've got to ring someone else.
Okay, bye.
Jenny, keep listening all week. We have them all week to give away, all right? Bye-bye.
No, see ya, bye.
So we go on to the next one.
I have big biceps and I cannot lie.
You're not lying! Yeah! Lauren, congratulations. You have won Sunday passes to Forbidden Fruit, where you get to see the likes of a bicep, Vince Staples, Bonobo, Floating Points. It is going to be an insane day down at the Royal Hospital Kilmainham. Have you been before?
No, I've never been. I'm delighted.
Lovely. You're going to have a great time. Who are you going to bring?
I'd say I'll bring my boyfriend, yeah.
Nice.
Well, and
nice
propose to you there.
I don't think so.
Oh, you never know.
No, you never know, no. Graham.
I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it just yet.
Noses.
Not yet.
You're not feeling it, though.
Not yet. I think it's a bit too soon. Maybe another year.
How many years have you been going out with the boyfriend for?
2.5 years.
Oh, it's time. It's ready.
Nah.
I want a big white wedding.
Time.
Nah.
You never know. I might invite you.
Oh, gee, Lauren, we'll do the ceremony.
Oh, thanks.
I'll bake the cake.
Mason, I think you can give me away.
Oh, that would be gorgeous. I get very emotional.
Lauren, fantastic. Enjoy Forbidden Fruit and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thanks a
See
million,
ya,
lad.
Bye.
I really didn't think the call was going to take that turn. Not at all.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8. 8.